us are sheltered in His great arms.
Yes, right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I can see the storm beginning to arise. Sister Ruth, right over the horizon, I can tell in my spirit that the Lord is coming soon.
Amen.
There is
something
missing to take.
Yes, Lord.
I had to speak last night to at Fairview Church of God for the mother-daughter banquet thing. And, you know, we had a lot of young people there, and God had impressed on my heart to speak to them about the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But my topic was, about the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. And it just made me think of that, you know, what you said this morning in the Sunday school. And, you know, we're the only light, you know, that this world of darkness ever sees, you know. And I can just see and feel, you know, all the evil around us trying to drag us down each and every day. It's a walk by faith. Hallelujah. We're going to have to really pray and seek God. If we don't, we won't be ready. Praise the Lord. I told them, I said, just the little cares of this life, you know, they said, don't amount to a whole lot. You know, we think we got to do this and we got to do that, you know, and a certain time to do this and do that. Maybe we'll neglect our prayer life a little bit, but praise God. I'm so thankful that, hallelujah, that we're going to have to read it.
I can pray this
Praise God. He's the one that saved me, delivered me, set me free. I'm glad to know him this day, and I'm glad to know that he is here with us. When there's two or three got together there, my name, their mind and wisdom of him is what Jesus told us. Amen. I'm glad to know he is here, that you're here, long as he's here. And among us, we have all that we need this morning. Praise God. He is my righteousness, my sanctification, my justification by faith. It's all in Christ alone. And I thank God for that this morning. Amen. Good to see you in the house of God this morning. At the Upper Room Fellowship, I know God is able to help us. Amen. Glory to God. We don't deserve what we have. Amen. But Paul said, I have learned to be there with content with what I have. Amen. I have what I have in Christ Jesus. As long as I have what I have in Him, the materialistic things of this life is just vain anyway. As the great preacher of the wisdom of Solomon in his time and what he has said, all these things that we see are in vain. Vexation of spirit will pass away. The scripture teaches us the things that are seen are temporal. But the things of not sin are eternal. And I want us, amen, to behold the things of God one day, don't you? Amen. We love you. Appreciate you coming to be a part of this service. May God richly bless you for being here. Every visitor, may God bless you and help you this morning. Hope you're encouraged. We want you to leave here encouraged in the Lord. We worship in soul. We worship Him today. We want to turn to the infallible Word of God and receive of His inspired Word from the book of 1 Peter. Amen. This morning, if you have any Bibles, 1 Peter, we'd like to read some verses. Begin reading chapter number 1, verse number 13. If you'd like to stand for reverence of God's Word this morning, it is the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1. Begin reading verse number 13. Praise God. Amen. If you found your place, did nod your little head. If you got it, amen. Praise the Lord. If you did nod your little head. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to be with me. Verse number 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the form of lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy. I want you to understand that he that has called you is holy. Have you believed that we're serving a holy God?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He surely is. So be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Praise God. My message today by the Lord's help is conforming to the image of Christ. Conforming to the image of Christ. Will you pray with me and for me that God will help us and speak to us today? Heavenly Father, we're thankful. Lord, we rejoice in song. We're glad to know who Jesus is. We're glad to know, Lord, that you're among us today. We pray, Lord, that you'll give us encouragement here this morning. We need your word. We need a touch of God. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing, God. I pray, Lord, that you just help us here today. We thank you, Lord, and help us to know that we can understand the scriptures, that by your spirit we can have that understanding, Lord. Reveal thy infallible truth to us, Lord, that we can learn by it, walk therein, please you in everything that we desire to do. Uplift every child of God. Amen. Extend grace to the hearers, knowing that faith come in by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We need a help this morning, Lord. And we're thankful to know that you are present here. We thank you for every soul, everyone, every need that we bring before you in prayer, knowing that you're a God that hears and answers prayer, and you will help us. And what is ever accomplished here, we'll give you the praise. For everyone that loved the Lord, said amen. And you may be seated. We come to know here in these verses of Scripture, church. Amen. This is what the Word teaches us, that we can appeal to live a holy life. Amen. Praise God. We can. And there is a reformation that is justified by faith alone. And that is the second work of grace which we teach and preach, is the work of sanctification. And we know, praise God, that once the work of sanctification begins, there will be an instant change. And the Christian begins to be conformed to the very image of Christ. How is that, preacher? We are becoming holy. If we're not becoming holy, then Christ is not in us. Amen. And our profession of faith is empty. What does the Bible teach us about that? One verse, I believe in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and one of those verses of Scripture, I believe he said that God has not called us to uncleanliness, but he has called us to holiness. Amen? He said, follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Church, I come to know as I study the Bible, if I study the characteristics of God and the attributes of God, I come to know that I'm serving a holy God.
Right.
Amen. He was holy from the very beginning of creation. Amen. Praise the Lord. When he had made Adam in the Garden of Eden, and therefore came forth Eve, amen, it was not good for man to be alone, and therefore he had caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, and he took his rib and made woman.
Yes.
Did you know that woman was made for man? But man was created in the image of God.
Right.
And from the very beginning, Brother Jeff.
Right.
I say man was created in the image of God from the very beginning. But it was not good for man to be alone, so therefore God desired to give him a helpmate. Amen. Oh, yes. God did not create Steve, he created Eve.
Right.
Do you understand me? But we're living in a nation now when it's Adam and it's also Steve. But that's not the way it should be. God created man and then he created woman, praise God. So therefore in the Garden of Eden, amen, God had blessed him with all the beauty of the garden, all that God had created. And he gave, amen, Adam, amen, that authority in the garden as he had created all the beasts of the field to give them name. And therefore we know what had taken place concerning what God had said. Do not eat off the tree of good and knowledge. If you eat off this tree, amen, oh yes. If you eat off of this tree, what will happen? Amen. If once they begin to disobey God, amen, praise the Lord, God will drive them out of the midst of the garden. And we know all had taken place and what had happened at that time. But what I want you to understand from the very beginning that God created Adam in his image. And we know according to the way that we are under, not under the law, but we are under grace, we are under the teachings of Christ, we come to know that what was from the very beginning, God desires for each and every child of God to be like Christ today.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. My desire and our desire is to become holy before God, that Christ may produce in us, that we can be conformed to his image. If man is created in the image of God, and therefore if we're to conform to the very image of Christ, it does take for us to know more in Romans 6 to teach us that we're to yield ourselves to God and become righteous as he is righteous.
Yeah.
And through the righteousness of God, we desire to live a righteous and a holy life because he has called us to be a holy people, separated, a holy people, a peculiar people, a people that is different, a people that has separated themselves from the lifestyle of the world. That's why, amen, God desires for us, church, to follow him as he leads us. And he desires to lead us in the relationship to really to come to know him. Like Brother Cutshaw was preaching, if we're going to really know Christ, we must conform to his image.
Yeah.
We must be like him. Oh, yes. If they had walked, when Jesus had walked, and the disciples could see the miracles that he performed, but people wanted to know that Jesus was near unto them. They called out, oh, son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. They needed healing for their bodies. They needed a touch that only Christ Jesus could give to them. And therefore, they could hear the words of Christ, and it was near unto Christ, and therefore they desired to hear what the Son of God had to say. We as the children of God, we need to be eager to hear what the Son of God has to say and what the Spirit is saying to the church. As I preach Tuesday night, he that overcometh shall have the right to the tree of life. For he that overcometh shall have a crown of life. It's going to be for the man that overcomes that he shall inherit all good things. Amen. He said, I'll be a God in the hearing. He shall be my son. Amen. Therefore, we're children of God. That God has bestowed his great love upon us. That we can be called the children of the sons of God. Amen. Church, aren't you thankful for the love of God? Aren't you thankful for the holiness of God? Aren't you thankful for the work of sanctification and the work of redemption and the plan of redemption? Aren't you thankful? thankful for what the Lord has done? Aren't you thankful for what God will do? But God still desires to have a people. Amen. It's going to live near to Him. It's going to live close to Him. It's going to call out to Him. I want to be in the place that God's going to hear me when I pray. I'm going to be in the place that God will help me to become more like Christ in everything I do. In matter of all holy conversation, let it be unto all men. Amen. That we have been made new creatures in Christ. He said, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And therefore, we're new creatures. We're new creatures in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we are.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. He says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance, not fashioning yourselves after the styles and fashions of this world, not to fall into all the beggarly elements of the world, amen, and live for the world. Amen. We are to abstain, amen, from the very appearances of evil, to abstain from the things that are in the world, and do not let the temptations of the world to lure us in, or to trap us, or to ensnare us, to bring us down. Amen. We need to be Christians that's going to lift up the bloodstained ladder of lives. We should be Christians that's in triumph and in victory. We should be Christians that are content in our walk with God. Amen. Knowing that the Spirit has begun in me. Amen. He's begun that work in me. He has called me. He has strengthened me. He has led me. And once he began to lead church, and once I began to follow him, he said, Son, I want to conform you. I want to live within you. I want you to become a holy child of God. Amen. To be unto me. Amen. To be like Christ. Be near unto him. For God is a holy God. He said, be ye holy as I am holy, saith the Lord. Amen. God is a holy God. Amen. Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love him this morning? Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, yes, we've been born again. Yeah. In this chapter, we'll come to know in what Peter was saying. For who, by him, do believe in God, they raised him up from the dead. We just had Easter. Amen. We was preaching the resurrected message. Amen. He goes on to say, gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yes, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeyed the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love to the brethren, so that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. With a pure heart, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. That's the word of God. Changed me, church. I heard it ever since I was a boy, young boy in church. And I began, amen, praise God, to see that God had a church. Amen. God has different churches that still preach the old time way, still live in the old time way. He said, the scripture teaches us one verse in the Old Testament, amen, to walk in the old paths. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, I know that there's been a new and a living way that's created. Amen. For us, amen, the purpose of Christ and for the purpose of the blood and what the blood has done for us through our work of salvation, through the work of sanctification. Amen. Praise God. But listen, church. Amen. It's a new living word in me. It's a new living way in me. Long as I follow as he has taught me to follow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a new beginning. Amen. Water baptism. Amen. Once we emerge from that water, we come up. Amen. That's represent. Oh, yes, that we're coming up in a new life. Amen. The old life is now, amen, drowned in the depths of the water. Amen. It's underneath us. We're coming up. Amen. Representing the world. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a father in the likeness of the Son of God. I'm going to be more like Jesus. I'm going to be fruitful in everything I do. I want the blood that has took effect in my life and the cleansing of the blood that has took effect in me to do that work of sanctification and to conform to the very image of Christ. Don't you want to be like him, church? Listen, if we read the word of God and what Peter was saying, amen, praise God, it's a change that has taken place in your life because you no longer conform to the world. Amen. But you've been transformed,
yes,
by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Once that transformation's taken place, now you conform yourself to the very image of Christ. Amen. To be more like him and become holy as a holy child of God. Amen. And let that, amen, work. Begin to work in you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I love you, church, and I come to know a long time ago, long as I abide by the Word of God and seek to know the will of God and to build upon this Word and, amen, dig a little deeper in His love and dig a little deeper in the Word of God, I've come to know that there's precious jewels and, amen, there's golden nuggets and there's things I can just dig out that Word. And long as I dig it out, search it out, study it out, I come to know what is He really saying. It sums it all in there. So, and two things I guess we could sum it up is no more what Jesus said in the New Testament is to love the Lord thy God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Praise be to God. To love your neighbor. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully use you and says all manner of evil against you. Amen. The love of God is what perfects the heart, church. It's the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the shame because the love of God's in me. If I'm conforming to the very image of Christ, for God is love. God is love. Amen. I can love everyone. Praise the Lord. And when somebody, amen, begins to offend me or sin some hurtful against me, I forgive them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a forgiving spirit. I have the love in my heart. I have the love for the brethren. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have that love deep inside our souls and has made that change within us? And therefore, saints of God, we should conform to the very image of Christ. Amen. Not to fashion ourselves after the world, not to fashion ourselves according to the lust and the ignorance. Amen. Once we were ignorant, once we were sinful, once we were lustful, but now we've been changed. We've been brought from that. We took off the old coat and put on the new. Amen. This new man's been created in righteousness and true holiness, and I'm walking therein, and I'm a holy child of God. Praise the Lord. Do you love this? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do love Him. He's been so good. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, for the child of God,
yes,
this is the way it should be. As we come to know, Lord, what I had quoted there about loving the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength in Matthew 22 and 37. He also says in other verses, 1 Thessalonians 3 and 13, that we should be unblameable in holiness. And then he goes on to say 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, perfecting holiness. Amen. Charity out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, out of faith and frame, 1 Timothy 1 and 5. Sincere and without offense, Philippians 1 and 10. Amen. Made free from sin, Romans 6 and 18. Amen. Being dead to sin, Romans 6 and 2. Servants that overcometh the world, 1 John 5 and 4. Oh, yes. Such terms describe the operation of the Spirit through salvation in Christ, by which He delivers us from sin's bondage and power, separates us from the sinful practices of this present world, renews, hallelujah, our nature according to the image of Christ, produces in us the fruit of the Spirit, and enables us to live holy and victorious lives of dedication to God. Can you say amen to that? That's why it brings us to dedication. That life of dedication, I mean, God, and that's what I want my life to become. I want to be more dedicated, don't you? And becoming more like Christ in everything I do. If I could ever pray this prayer that Jesus produced in me, when they see me, they see Jesus. Amen. I'm walking with Him. He's talking with me. I have a relationship with Him and an intimate relationship with my Lord. That's drawing near to Him, to coming to know more of Him and to more of what He wants me to become. Amen. I must die out to self. I must be renewed in the Spirit. I must walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I must obey the Spirit of God. I must yield myself to the Lord. And in the very hour of temptation, I can be one that's going to say, I'm overcoming by the grace of God. I'm going to be one that's going to run this race with patience. I'm going to be one that's going to be victorious to the end, because I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life. Conform to my image. Amen. Let my spirit work within you. Let the world see me in you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm not of this world. Ye are not of this world. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Amen.
And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, yes. What you think about it is this. There's only two masters.
Right.
Amen. And if you walk up to a sinner on the street, he may acknowledge that he's a sinner. But if you turn to him and say this, that you're a child of the devil, it gets him thinking. You know, they think, well, we're just sinners. We're lost. But either you're a child of the devil or you're a child of God.
Amen.
Either you're lost or you're saved.
Right.
Either you're holy or you're not. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You're saved or you're not. It's either heaven or hell. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. That's the way we need to get by men as we approach them in some way to let them know if you're a sinner on your way to hell that you're a child of the devil. And at one time I was a child of the devil. At one time I opened the lust that was in my members. At one time I was driven by the forces of evil, but not no longer. Amen. Oh yes, Jesus Christ, He is now my master. I'm a slave now to the master. I obey Christ. I'm walking with Him, and therefore I'm not no longer in bondage. I've been set free. Oh yes, do you love Him, sirs? Can you say amen? Can you give Him all the praise? I once passed, now I passed from death unto life because I love the brethren. I once walked in darkness, but now I'm walking in the light. He's with me. Don't you just love Him today? Amen. Did you know every child of God, every Christian should strive to be more like Christ in everything we do? Amen. But see, I've got that chaos nature in me. I have that, amen. Oh yes, even though that sinful nature, that's what sanctification took care of me. Amen. That sinful nature. But still, I have my own will, my own flesh I deal with. Amen. Oh yes. A man has his own will. A man has his own spirit. Amen. He has that flesh that he has to contend with. Amen. And when something may begin to happen around you, some situation comes your way, that you become upset, then you become frustrated, then you become, amen, angry. Amen. And saying the wrong things and doing the wrong things. Church, I don't want that to be me. Oh, God, help me to be that peacemaker. Help me to have the love of God in my heart. Amen. It's going to run me to let my cup run it over to someone else. Amen. Oh, yes. Help me not to speak unkind words and let the sun go down on my wrath. But Lord, help me to be quickened by the Spirit that I can make my wrongs right. Help me to be right in the sight of God. Help me to draw near to the Lord and love my brethren and love my sisters. Listen, saints of God, if we conform to the very image of Christ, that's what we will become.
Amen.
It's more like Christ in everything we do. You're quick to make your wrongs right. If you do wrong, amen. Not only if we feel like we have sinned against God, we repent of what we have done. Amen. We don't practice sin. We don't have amen. Just go around and repent every night asking God to forgive us because of, amen. Hey, listen. Amen. In your mind throughout the day, the adversary, your sore war is in your mind. And therefore, you may feel unclean. You may feel, I thought this way and I battled this battle. And it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare. But God knows how that you face the adversary. God knows the battle that is raging. God knows. But long as that, amen, that sin is not conceived within the heart, it's therefore resisting to take place out of the mind. Amen. Don't let the amen enemy of your soul that comes against you make you feel that you're unclean when you know that you're clean. Yeah. Don't let the enemy, the adversary that comes against you feel that you're not sanctified, but you know that you're sanctified. Yeah. Just because you're facing a battle. Amen. Oh yes, it may be a temptation of lust. It may be a temptation of even something else, whatever it may be. Just coming against your mind, coming against your mind. And you begin to think, why in the world am I thinking such thoughts as this? Because you're facing the adversary that desires to destroy your life. Amen. But in your heart, you don't have no desire to sin against God. You don't have no desire to yield to temptation. And God's keeping you from that. Because He's preserved you in the faith. He's preserved you in the refuge of our high God. And therefore you find it in Him, church. Amen.
Thank you.
We resist the devil He flees from us. We draw near to God because He's drawn near to us. Because we want to be conformed in the image of Christ. God, to be like Him. The scripture even teaches us, to paraphrase some of the scripture, that once Christ appears, I believe St. Colossians 3, our life is here with Christ in God, and when He shall appear, amen, that we shall be like Him.
Right. Come on.
Amen. We shall see Him as He is.
Right.
For he that hath his hope in himself purifieth himself even as He is pure. Amen. And once we shall see Him, we shall be like Him. Amen. Once we are received up, church, one day we're going to have a glorified body.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Amen. This mortal is going to put on immortality. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a change that's going to take place within us once we have a glorified body, once we're in the presence of Jesus, once the change has taken place in us. Don't you want to be like Him? Amen. We can produce fruits in this life, and we can follow in the ways of Christ, and we can be like Him. But one day, I'm not going to struggle with this flesh anymore. One day, amen, this whole body's going to be laid down, and I'm going to be raised up with Him, and I'm going to have a glorified body.
Right. Come on,
amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that going to be wonderful?
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
We all shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We all shall be changed. Ooh, glory to God. And that change could take place just any day now.
Right. Come on. Amen.
My sister Ruth was saying what they say May the 21st. Ain't that what you said? Say it on the news or whatever. May the 21st is the day they'll come to the Lord. No man knoweth the day nor the hour. We know that.
Right.
Scripture clearly teaches us, no man knoweth the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall come. But there's been predictions of the coming of Christ for many years. You remember the book had come out, I think it was 88 Reasons Why the Lord had come back, or had come back in 1988. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's right.
That's right.
Amen. All men try to predict. Amen. We know the coming of Christ as far as the signs of the time and what's revealed in Scripture to know His coming is near, even at the door. Amen. But no man knows the day or the hour. Not even Christ, but the Father only.
Christ,
right.
But the thing about it is this, if we're conformers to the image of Christ, if we're doing our best to be like Him, and we desire to follow Him, we desire to be fruitful in everything we do. Amen. We desire to be that peacemaker. We desire to let the love of God flow in us. We desire, amen, to build an altar. We desire to read the Word of God. We desire to witness for His name. We desire to do these things even though we get overcome.
Right.
Even though at times we get slack and we become indifferent. I don't like to use the word cold, but some people do grow cold on the Lord.
Amen.
But Lord, help me not to grow cold. Oh, Lord God. Surely, Lord, help me not to be lukewarm.
Right. Come on.
But let me be hot on fire.
Yes.
Let the fire of God burn in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, church. Amen.
Yes.
Do you desire to be more like Him? Do you desire, amen, praise the Lord, to put on the horn of God?
Bless him,
that you can stand in this evil time we're living in.
Yes. Right. Come on. Yes.
We're living in the last days. I know that. Amen. We're living in the end times and all the things that's going on now. But church, I won't be like you.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I do want to be fruitful. I want God to help my ministry. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, He can help us, church.
Oh, yes.
He can bless us. Amen. I'm not conforming to any other image of this world or any one else or anybody or anything. But to Christ. That's my desire, church. Oh, yes, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Right.
Amen. People worship images all over this world. But I'm worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. I bow down to Him. I pray to Him. I'll seek Him. Desire to do His will. Let Him fulfill His will in me. Walk in near, amen, to God. Knowing what it is to know who Jesus is. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, it's not only just calling Him by name. It's not only reading the Scriptures and what the Scripture reveals about the Son of God.
Right.
It's knowing He's in your heart.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To know He's living in your heart.
Right. Amen.
It's this simple, church, of a 3-year-old child, not much older than Zach here. One of the gospel singers I was listening to one day got on stage, and he had his little 3-year-old son. 3 years old now. They was talking about Jesus. And the little child says, I have Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
You know how Some little children sing about having Jesus in their heart.
Right, come on.
He told his daddy, he said, put your hand on my heart. He said, do you feel him kicking?
Oh, all right.
Now, don't take it next to you.
Yes, brother, man.
A 3-year-old, don't you feel him kicking?
That's all right. That's good, brother.
Amen. Oh, yes. I've been kicking. Amen. Praise God. And I'm also hearing the ticking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There's going to be a sound. Amen. Oh, yes. For he shall descend from heaven with the sound of the trumpet. I want to hear the sound, don't you, church? I want to know he's ticking in my heart. And I'm going to hear the sound. I hear the tick of the clock at the midnight hour. Oh, let me be ready. Jesus is coming. Can we conform to the very image of Christ? Can we draw near and turn to this last hour? Can we be more like him, church? Don't you want to praise him? Let's give him a good hand clap before it's over. Amen. That's wonderful, church.
Amen.
We feel the Lord in this place. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for what he's doing for you, what he's doing in your family. Let's be encouraged in the Lord this morning.
Yes.
And everything we endeavor to do in this life, amen, any kind of accomplishments. And I know we're living in a land of education. Education is a good thing if it's used right. You know how that can be. But anyway, amen, if you can ever accomplish anything in this life, please pray and conform to the image of Christ. Amen. Really know who Jesus is.
Right.
And what he can become to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What he desires to become in your life. Amen. To make you what you need to be. Amen. Closing with the older song now. Amen. I forgot what group it was, but it out. Amen. He's still working on me. Amen. Make me what I need to be, you know. He created the moon and the stars. Amen. Oh, yes, but he's still working on me.
Oh, yes.
Let us all stand. Amen. Amen. Church, I can raise my hand this morning and say honestly, he is still working.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
He is still working on me. And I thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Kim, if you would come around and get some song this morning. Praise the Lord. She comes around. I want us to, amen, bow our heads and pray. If you want to come to God and pray, come and pray. If you want to be praying for you, we can come up here and we'll pray for you. Whatever need, I know God's able to help you and encourage you this morning. Amen. As she gets ready, let's just bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we're so thankful this morning for thy word. Lord, we desire to conform to the very image of Christ. We desire to become holy. Lord, we want to be a people that pleases you. We want to